Have you got something slightly sweeter, but not too sweet?
It's got a bit of...
It's nice, but even for me, that might be a bit too dry, I think.
I didn't know that anything was too dry for you.
No, I know. Have you got anything slight, a bit sweet, but not sweet?
Yes.
What have you got? Can you recommend?
I'll give you another taste.
Okay, thank you. Oh, they're very nice here, aren't they?
They are.
Can I taste it before it's all gone? I wasn't back in there. You see why I said, even for me, that's...
It's quite nice, though.
It is, but I was thinking, you know, if you're having whole glass...
A drop in there, if you want it.
Oh, no, it is nice.
Yeah, right.
But for a whole glass, you know, especially because it's £15 as well.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a security message. Please ensure that your passport is fixed.
I might as well finish this one.
If you notice any suspicious items or behaviour,
I know it's cheeky.
Please report it immediately to a member of staff.
How much is this one up here per glass?
Transport
it's
police.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh,
cheaper.
£12.25.
Yeah, fine.
This one is more creamy, more. No. Less.
Yeah.
You were just right.
You're not going to say you don't like that one, though.
No, it's. It's definitely very different. It's. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's sort of. Yeah.
You're going to go for that one?
Yeah, I'll go for this one, please.
And can you just tell us, did you want any nibbles or something? Or
yeah,
you...
have you got any nibbles or anything?
Yes, roasted nuts, mixed olives, and chili beans.
Well, I wonder about the chili beans.
Pardon?
Chili beans?
Chili beans?
Yeah, like sort of dried beans with chili. Spicy.
All right. Okay.
We'll just have one portion of the chili beans, please.
Thank you.
Are we okay to pay at the end?
Yeah.
Can I have a glass of tap water, please, as well?
Thank you.
Do you want water?
Yeah, might okay. Well, yeah, I might as well. Thank you.
Do you want to taste this as well, Robert?
I will, yes, please.
This one is the Glossé Excellence.
Ah.
Excellent. Where's it? What? Whereabouts is it from?
This one is Glossé Store Epernay.
Okay. Ah. Mm. I think that's quite nice.
I have to taste yours too.
It's quite a big measure. Actually, I see what you mean about the creaminess.
Yeah, I do.
It's really quite nice, that, actually. We are, I think I told you. Great, I haven't thought. We're literally our next class member. We're literally 3 metres away from the Eurostar platform here.
Hmm.
But to get to it, you'd have to go downstairs, through check-in, through departure lounge, back up the travelator.
I wish I could remember what champagne I had last time, because that was even better. I can't remember.
I can never remember the names either. It's all French to me.
Yeah.
Sounds
nice.
Double French.
It isn't as nice as the one I had last time.
Is it not?
No. It's not horrible. Of course, you know, it's nice, but. What are you photographing?
You don't want to know. But I'll do you now.
Tell me what it was.
Do you know?
What were you photographing?
Say cheese.
Champagne!
the Eurostar platforms.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised.
No.
Sounds thrilling.
It's a special route. This is the Barlow train shed, and for many years it was really dark in here because it was clad in metal. And as part of the renovation work to put Eurostar in here, they reglazed it. And so during daytime, it is ultra bright in here.
Oh, right.
Very impressive. And they apparently, for the all the metal work, they use the same.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, lovely, with ice, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's your port of Chilamates. Thank
That's
you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank
That's
you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will.
Put my Zoom on the table now. Should I do a little busy? Where's the
taste
star? I know you're tasting yours, but.
Yeah. May I taste yours?
You can in a second.
Yeah.
I've got my boo ready.
I'm going to taste the chili bean.
Do that too. We'll do everything in just a moment.
Oh, I've never had these before. They're quite crunchy.
Oi, you, I'm in tweet.
Well, I did, because I'm in naughty.
You are.
I'm hungry.
I'm not hungry again.
Only a little bit.
Everyone, Fee and I are sitting at the Champagne Bar, which once upon a time described as the longest one in the universe, I think. Maybe it was you. in St. Pancras Station, adjacent to the Eurostar platform, which is just to my left. And you could hear somebody playing the piano a moment ago, not a patch or Fee, of course. And we're here with champagne. Now, Fee has already tasted hers, but she's now going to taste it and tell you what it tastes like. And it was called something like Gosling or Goosling.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called, but it's sort of creamy. It smells sweeter than the other one I tasted and didn't order. It smells a little bit like medicine, but not really. It's bad, isn't it?
That's appalling.
Yeah. It does, though.
Okay, should I taste mine?
Hang on.
Alright.
And cherries, or sort of, but alcoholic ones. And it tastes.
It's got a gorgeous smoothness to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, and a bit creamy.
It lasts on the tongue. Where that dry one you had evaporates quite quickly. This one really doesn't it?
Yeah, you smell it now.
For champagne, actually quite dark fruit. Black currant.
Do you think? Maybe that's why I said medicine, because some medicines do taste of black currant, don't they?
Wonderful smooth texture to it. It is really creamy.
Yeah.
And it sits on the tongue afterwards. I can still taste it now, and I drank it 15 seconds ago or so. The ultra dry one, the taste was gone quite quickly.
Yeah.
Pretty nice actually. I go for my one. Better drink some water actually before I taste it.
Yeah, we've got water and it's got ice in it. Like this. If you do yours as well, we'll get stereo in my Zoom.
I don't want to risk spilling on my phone. Careful, careful. Lovely.
Right. Silly.
Right, okay. So, here we go with my one.
I don't think much to that chap singing, do you?
No, it sounds like that chap in Richmond.
What, you?
The one I recorded.
Oh, not you.
Not me. Oh, this smells sort of
slightly sharp raspberries.
All right.
Sort of taste it.
I'm not disappearing. It's just I'm a bit cold, so I put my coat back on.
It's got a much finer fizz to it.
A finer fizz.
Smaller bubbles.
Funny.
It is funny, yeah. He's assisted preventing this type of crime. You get the picture of all these policemen going around stealing things from people.
Yeah.
I'd say it's not sweet as I remember the demi-sec one being before, but it's nice. It's sort of not quite right raspberries, I'd say.
May I have a taste?
Yeah,
please?
Go for it.
Oh dear. That singing really is not very good. Sounds painful.
Maybe somebody's sticking hot pokers up his jumper or something.
Up his jumper. I see what you mean about the raspberries.
See, you think I'm talking all pretentious stuff. And
That would be far too sweet for me, wouldn't it? If, you know, to have a whole glass. Oh, yeah. And I see what you mean about the finer fizz.
Yeah.
There you go.
And now I'm going to taste a nut. No, not a nut, it's a bean.
It's a bean, a chilli bean.
I'm going to taste a bean.
Loads of people are clapping that.
But, yeah. Well, you get more people hanging around there because it's the arrival point.
Yeah, but when we were there, there was somebody playing classical piano very... determinedly staying there, wasn't there?
He was, yes. I think he was waiting for a train to arrive. Mm. Well, I think that's all very nice. I want to describe the atmosphere in this place.
So you can hear champagne glasses, you can hear piano. It's darkish because it's evening.
Yep. What can you tell about the space?
It's big. And there must be a gallery or something down to where the piano is for us to hear it.
Yep, absolutely.
And Robert tells me that the Eurostar platform's on the left of us.
Yep, on the other side of a glass screen.
A grass screen.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. So much noise coming from the Eurostar platform, so because even there were no trains in. You usually get a bit of noise from the locomotives.
I remember last time we were here, when the first time I ever came to see you for the weekend,
we
came here on the Sunday night.
Yeah.
And there was a train.
Just the other side of the
glass.
Yeah.
You saw a train.
I wouldn't say that I could see that much detail of the train. I could tell there was a train there because there wasn't a load of lights where the platform would be.
Ah. Similar to the way I'd tell there was, whether there was a bus where I was waiting or not.
Had somebody...
Is it dark or is there a load of light?
Yeah, there's
a load of light. There's obviously no bus there then.
Had somebody plonked me down, you know, blindfolded me and plonked me down here without me knowing it was a station or anything and said what's in front of you, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Oh, I see.
It's all context.
Mm.
I sometimes try to do that, try to think, actually, if I didn't know where I was, what am I seeing?
Mm.
I mean, I would have no idea, really, what that platform is over there. I just departed from here for a few times, so I know.
Yeah. You better keep up with eating these beans or else I'll
eat
them all.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
They are quite good, aren't they?
To be honest, I'd probably think they were chili nuts if I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm. Where's your bean?
Oh dear.
Bean.
Mm. I'd never make rubbish jokes like that.
Never, never.
As much as you.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, I shall stop this boo here because it's degenerated into us sitting here going talking.
Going talking.
Going talk. Right, and for the boo, I will take a picture of the Eurostar platforms because they're lovely.
Amazing, yeah. Bye! Are you not going to publish it then? Why not? Pardon me. What, to burp? No. Don't think so.
Hold your glass up in front of your mouth.
Okay.
You doing it?
Yeah.
This is a security announcement. Please ensure that your personal effects and your baggage are kept with you at all times. If you notice any suspicious items or behavior, please report it immediately to a member of staff or to the British Transport Police.
You talked over the man! It was a great echo.
We'll wait till he comes on again. He and I are now at the champagne bar at St. Pancras.
I'm eating all the chili beans.
She is.
Because Robert isn't.
They're quite nice chili beans.
Yeah.
And we have nice champagne. It's all kind of nice. And you can hear somebody playing piano downstairs.
Yep.
And we just had the announcement about security and stuff. I've just realised who he reminds me of.
Who?
The Bishop of London.
Does he?
Yeah. The Bishop of London has the most amazing old-fashioned stern bishop voice.
Oh, really?
You know, if he was saying good morning to you, you'd think he was telling you off or something.
Good morning, kind of thing.
Yes, but there was too much joy in the voice.
Good morning!
Yes, that's better. Sort of, there was a lightning bolt heading for your head now.
I Will Survive, gone a bit wrong.
Yeah, I think the same. But then again, it is played on the pub piano downstairs.
I played the other one.
You did. I'm melting the camera to the left of the secure star platforms. I don't know if any trains are. And then, for those who haven't seen it before, and in all its wondrous glory, the Barlow train shed roof. He's laughing. Don't you think that's amazing, everybody?
What, that I'm giggling? Yeah, I do.
No, the roof.
So what's incredible about the roof, then? You tell me.
It was, I believe when it was first opened, first built, it was the largest unsupported roof anywhere in Europe, certainly, possibly the world.
You can't have an unsupported roof, because
up. No. It's obviously supported from the side. It's an arch. There are no columns.
Oh.
So it starts off to your right, probably about 20 metres.
Yeah.
And it finishes off to your left, probably, 60 metres, 80 metres?
Mm.
I don't know, I'm sort of guessing, but it's really wide.
Mm.
So it was an incredible feat then.
No, it's not a feat, because they go on the floor.
I knew you'd say that. And,
it's a roof.
And when they refurbished it and reglazed it and everything, they also painted all the ironwork in the original colour, some kind of browny reddy colour. No, it's a bluey colour. Sorry, bluey colour.
Pick a colour, any colour.
No, it's bluey. Definitely bluey.
Well, video viewers, is he right?
Yes, let me aim it up there again. Is that blue? Or is it you? That's what I can say, really. So we'll just keep on drinking, meeting, and then think about where we're going to give dinner.
Have you got a bit of seat that you can show them on your left? Because it's got these sort of squares on there.
Seat?
Yeah, benchy stuff.
Okay. I'm going to show you the bench, everybody. Here's the bench. square, you think?
Feel it.
Oh, they've got a funny angle. Diamonds.
Diagonal squares?
Yeah, diamonds. They're called.
What?
They're called diamonds, I think.
No, because they're actually squares.
Yes, but they're
orientated. But some of them are triangles. Oh no, they're not all squares actually.
Yeah. And there's a nice heatery thing under here as well. Down there somewhere.
Not an eatery, but a heatery thing.
A heatery, oh dear me. What should we do with them?
It's your influence.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. These chili beans are...
Have they gone?
Almost gone, yes.
Look at the pot. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? I think I might take one before they all vanish.
They are very good.
Mm. They are. It's like a train coming. But it sounds like a diesel one, so it won't be coming down here.
Listen.
Welcome to St. Pancras International. This is a safety announcement. Please take care when in and around the station and when boarding and alighting from trains. As floor surfaces may be slippery due to the inclement weather.
Just to be clear, that one is not the Bishop of Lufford, that one is Ken Livingstone.
Yeah.
Hitting not found.
It would give you quite a buzz, wouldn't it, to hear your voice echoing all around the place.
Brilliant,
like that.
I would love to do the announcement somewhere like here.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to London St. Pancras.
Pancras. Or pancreas, as some people call it.
St. Pancreas, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. I think we'll just stop this recording here.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
There is a silly version of Gaudete with St. Pancreas in it.
Is there?
Yes. It goes, Gaudete, loco in transit. Omnibus St. Pancras. No, away day, loco in transit. Omnibus St. Pancras, away day.
Very good. Just put you at the end doing that.
I better not eat any more beans, I better let you finish them.
You have.
So you're full of beans.
Full of beans. So funny.
I am. I'm hilarious.
So funny. Ha 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 ha. That's what I think. You know what I think?
Ha ha.
Yep.
May I pinch some of your water, please?
Yes. Mind my champagne.
Where's your water? Ah.
It's in the, not in the glass with the stem.
That's your water.
There's a train due in from Paris in 10 minutes.
Is everything okay, sir?
Very good, thank you.
Well,
yeah, I know, I'm just thinking, I know. There's somebody the other day who was doing that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Who was it we were?
Theft of passenger property is a priority crime for the local British Transport Police neighbourhood policing team. These assist in preventing this type of crime by taking care of your belongings and ensuring they are within your sight at all times.
Oh, it wasn't the other announcement.
He'll be on next. He goes in for 3 years.
Where was it where someone else did that the other day? I don't know.
Yeah, there was somewhere where we were and they kept on saying, sir.
Are you going to eat these beans?
Oh, I know where it was.
Where?
It was Monsoon.
Oh, yeah.
But then I think they were actually referring to you too.
No.
An honorary sir.
Oh, you found them. That's
yeah.
All right. I was going to put your hand on them. because I know I made it a bit more complicated by moving them, and I suddenly thought that probably wasn't very helpful.
Nice, aren't they? I think I get these in my graze box. I think they just get graze boxes here and empty them out into the bowl.
Silly boy. You're a silly boy.
Am I?
Yeah. So where are we going to eat then?
I'll work that out when the beans are finished. Once I'm full of beans.
Yeah. That was my coat first.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I do like the fact that they that they allow just the sound of the pianos to drift through here and don't have piped music anywhere.
Yeah, it's nice. I'd love to play that piano one day, even though it's the less in tune one.
Just because of where it is?
Yeah, because everyone would be able to hear me up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you can't hear the other one.
Oh, perhaps you can.
Yeah. Alright, I'll finish the beans.
Chili beans and barley grow.
Yeah. I think
somebody's late. I think they still have it, it's just that we haven't been to church.
Yeah. But it was more school.
Yeah, but churches have
it as well. And you have to bring a can of something.
What, like Coke or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be good for home.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of cherry coke. The I don't know if you get any sense of the sort of size of the building going the other way, sort of up in front of you and behind you. This building is probably about the actual space here.
Yeah.
Probably about 90 meters long. Less than half of the Eurostar train fits in here.
Oh.
They are 400 meters long. Proper long. Proper long. When I went last week to Paris with Mark, I think it took us about half an hour to get off the platform.
Really? Why?
Because it's so long. We were in a carriage near the back. So when we got to Paris, we had to, you know, walk the length of the train.
Oh, I see. To walk
onto
the platform, not in the train half an hour.
No. To walk on the long platform to come off the other end.
Here or at Paris?
Paris.
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 Oui, Paris.